and online at northrimadventure.com. Got a lot to get into, so with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's get it.
We're talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We're talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice, man.
Yes, indeed. We are talking about practice. You know the drill. I'm your co-host, Drill Gilbert. Alongside me, as always, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isomaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
And, of course, the resident degenerate, Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
And, of course, producer extraordinaire, Statman Brett.
Yeah, you.
All right, we're back. We are back. Make sure you go follow us on Instagram, TBP, not a game. Follow us, we'll follow you back. We're going live right now. What up?
Been a while.
It has been a while, but the Wi-Fi signal is strong right now, so let's hold on to that, okay?
This doesn't happen ever. It's full bars right now. We are fully connected. I've never been this close before. It's weird, y'all. I'm not used to this.
Connectivity at its finest right now. We do want to announce that we have a giveaway on the way. We mentioned it before. Smiley Built is sponsoring it. We're going to give away a really dope piece of art for your favorite sports team. But we want to have Smiley here to introduce it. He's not here right now. So, he will be here.
Yeah. That's kind of what Smiley does.
Yeah, it's a little carrot to dangle.
Yeah, it's a dope piece. We said it last week. Yep. We're going to say it again. We're not going to, discredit Smiley for not being here to talk about his own piece. We'll still give him the credit that's needed. Because it's a fine piece of work. And you would be lucky to have one of these.
That's correct.
They're like pristine, like legit $300, $400 piece you'd find at any NFL team store you would go to.
Yeah, and we're going to give one away for free.
For free, yeah.
Well, it's not going to be for free. We're paying for it.
It'll be free
for you. Free for you. They don't need to know that. Yeah. They don't need to know the dirty ends of the detail, okay? Yeah. We keep it nice and clean for them. We handle the poop on the other side.
Fair enough.
Yes. We wipe it clean. Consider us the toilet paper of the world.
What about the bidet?
Bidets are much better.
Let's move on. We're not even 5 minutes into the show. We're talking about poop. Let's. We had a big week of football, guys.
Yo. Yeah. How about them boys? Them Cowboys!
Oh my goodness!
I've never been a Dallas Cowboys fan this hard in my entire life.
I don't think
any
of us have.
Yeah. No.
Wow. I don't think I've ever rooted for them for any reason.
No. How about them Dallas Cowboys? Keep on rolling, boys. Man, that was delicious.
Well, no. Just don't keep on rolling. Just unless we bet on you.
Yeah.
Unless we bet for you.
Well, right now,
rolling.
This week, roll.
They already rolled.
I'm riding this win. This is my W. This is as much as any of the Dallas Cowboys
fan. This is our W.
Yeah, mine, ours, yours, tomato, potato, okay? Either way, it's there. And how about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
Your auntie listening right now, shouts to you. You deserve all the love. Because your Cowboys came through for us, and I'll love them forever for this. Until they let me down next.
So for those of you who have no idea what Derek's talking about, we do a parlay play each and every week. And for the first, we played all morning. Three of the four games are all morning games, which were, remind me?
The Niners, Patriots.
And the Bills.
And then we had to wait to the 1 o'clock game for the Cowboys to hit the +3.
And they all hit.
And they won outright. So shout out to the Cowboys and shout out to everyone else.
And the first three pretty much hit like pretty easily, too.
Yeah, the
for the most part. The Niners were
the 49er game. Yeah. That was a close one. At the end of the day, they pulled away and they won by I think by 6 points at the end of the day.
Something
and
like that, yeah.
-4, I believe, is what I got them at. So
hey, dub's a dub.
A dub's a dub. Yeah. We hit a 14 parlay.
Don't
interfere
with my inch or a mile, baby.
Let's winning go, man. Winning is winning. Yeah. Yes.
So now we double down as Reedy does best, okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We laid on the line and we go for broke. Once again, we just have we've been picking great. 7 of 8 the last week from this group.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm the only one who missed one.
You've really, yeah, but still 7 of 8 for
solid, as a show. That is unheard of.
I would say you.
And I was telling Rudy on the way here that the underdogs are 21-10 in the first 2 weeks.
There you go.
21-10
With us, you can bet both your nuts. Like, you don't have to worry about left or right nut.
Exactly.
Both nuts can be bet when you bet with us, okay?
Let's
so
go, man.
Don't have to worry about choosing which one you like more or which
left
one hangs
lower. Left
or
right, roll them with both.
Roll them with both nuts, okay?
Let's go.
Know what to do with that.
Right? Because like, people are like, I'll bet my left nut on this.
Yeah,
but it's like, no.
Exactly.
I'll bet both nuts with us,
with
all right?
The okay. Two cajones.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Speaking of betting, I just wanted to ask how you guys would feel if you had $700,000 waiting for you and all you needed was a Detroit Lions to come through for you on Monday Night Football.
I would hope I was in an alternate reality where the Detroit Lions are. But you're not, so it's kind of that's like the worst place to be in, putting your life on the line for the Detroit Lions. I wouldn't put both my nuts on that.
Okay, let's just say that. All right.
Oh, I remember somebody had like a similar bet. It wasn't this magnitude of a winning, but I know somebody had, what was it, the money line for the Washington Redskins back in the day. Which is now the
I'm sorry, don't ever say that again.
Back then, that is for that team. Went down
a dark path there, man.
2021, Brad. Yeah, okay.
Well, when the bet was made, that was the team's name.
Even though, like, one of the hardest logos out there.
It's such a great logo.
It was.
It was such a great logo.
Great
unis. I understand why we can't have it.
Yes.
Great unis, uniforms, great logo.
But bad name.
Terrible name.
Great logo, though.
Great logo. But we understand
why. Yes.
We totally get it, why we can't have it.
Terrible appropriation. But great logo.
And we're sorry.
Yes.
But also.
Great unis all around, but just top down.
Yeah.
Those R words were just, they're good.
Yeah. The Washington R words.
Yeah.
Okay.
And speaking of bad, this past weekend, whoo boy, the radio announcer for the Minnesota Vikings. Have you guys heard this radio?
I know.
Okay, it's amazing. Yeah. So to just break down what happened for you, the Minnesota Vikings drove down and had the game-winning kick. It was a 36-yarder, right?
It was a chip shot.
And he missed, but so did the Minnesota Vikings announcer. Go ahead and play that for me, Brad.
No, good. This is as time is expiring.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is as time is expiring. I apologize. This is as time is expiring. End of the game. Last play of the game.
To win the game. I did not set that up at all. I'm sorry.
Okay, are we good to go now? Yeah. We're good to go.
High snap. Put down. Joseph, come on. It is gone. No, he missed it.
Good.
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
He missed it right.
Oh, my goodness. He missed it right.
Wow.
What a gut punch to a team. Ball that play after play toward the end fought its way back. Missed it. Oh, my God.
At the very end.
Wow.
That's like the worst thing ever. Like,
that's
if you're a fan of this team right there, you just went from like pure utter euphoria to like
on the radio listening into the game and you hear that.
It's literally like
down.
You're about to orgasm when someone kicks you in the nads.
You know someone was leaving a wedding or catching a flight or anything. And was just like listening to this game and was so juiced. Some Minnesota Vikings fan out there was just pure ecstasy. And then
for 3 seconds and then
What if someone like turned it off right away? Like they had to get a quick glance, like they could only listen. Oh, we won, we're good. All right, we're up.
Yeah.
And he's going around like that's probably a better place to be in that guy's shoes of like we won all day.
Yeah, at least you get like a few minutes of it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and then you get let down.
Yeah.
Instead of like that quick
text messages.
Still, that is a that's a pretty heinous crime right
that's
there.
That's epic. That was an epic announcement.
Yeah.
Can we run it back?
Yeah, let's listen to it one more time.
That was awesome.
Joseph, come on! It is gone! No, he missed
He missed it right.
Oh, man.
Oh, my. He missed it right. Well, what a gut punch to a team.
Wait for it.
Ball that play after play toward the end fought its way back.
That is a great little ending.
Just the sound of pure defeat. I mean, as a broadcaster, that's your worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
You know, I mean, no. Okay.
Castellanos is your worst nightmare.
Brenneman. Thank you. Yeah. I want to say Frenneman right now. Like,
is it Neil Brenneman? No.
Tom Brenneman.
Tom, who spells his name with an H. Tom,
yes.
You
Tom
are
Brenneman.
A jackass.
Tom Brenneman. Yes. Yeah.
Calling Kansas City the bleep capital of the world, and the bleep was the F capital. It was a homosexual slur.
And of all capitals, okay, that is not the right.
We were all shocked to learn that.
There's like at least three or four other cities that would take that title, but that is not it.
Can you, while we're doing this, can you please see if you can find Tom Brenneman's apology?
I can easily find that one.
That is a legendary call.
There was his wife, Nick Castellanos' wife, I believe it was trying to get on people's cases because always bringing that up because his name is brought into this conversation because of it. Yeah, but like, dude, that's legendary.
Fates intertwined.
It just happened to be.
Love it. Yeah. So at this point in time, embrace what it is.
This moment was destined. This was not Nick Castellanos or Tom Brenneman's doing. It was just something made to happen. You know,
it was just a great little moment scripted into the world, I feel. You know, that we were all privy to being able to witness it and have it permanently recorded on the internet. So thank you for that being the case.
Yeah. Are you guys ready for this?
Yes, we are.
Over on the mound. I made a comment earlier tonight that went out over the air that I am deeply ashamed of. If I have hurt anyone out there, I can't tell you how much I say from the bottom of my heart, I'm so very, very sorry. I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
The consummate professional.
And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game.
Nothing less.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again. I don't know if it's going to be for the Reds. I don't know if it's going to be for my bosses at Fox. I'm going to apologize to the people who signed my paycheck.
The important part.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
The consummate professional, even in his darkest hours. I salute you, Tom.
He's going down with the ship.
Yeah.
I love every bit of that.
Yeah. All right, so we've covered the Cowboys.
Do you think he goes to Kansas City ever again?
No.
Is he welcome back in there again?
No, I think Fox would probably put a hammer down on that. Be like,
Super
juiced on having him back, welcoming him with open arms.
No.
Do you think he'll get the DaBaby treatment where they reach out to him? They're like, hey, we'll work with you. Or do you think they're like, we're done with
you? I mean, it's worth it for the barbecue. That's what I'd say. You know, I try to figure out a way to
Kansas
try to find
City
a bridge.
Barbecue.
Oh, gotcha.
You look very confused.
Yeah, I was very confused.
I would think of all people you would have picked up on that too, but like.
I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Why did you just go down with this ship right now, Brad, okay?
Oh, man. What have we learned 2 weeks into the NFL season?
Tom Brady
stole the goat, man.
Five tutties? That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's.
And I don't care if it gets...
I know it's against
the Falcons. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's five touchdowns.
But he had four within a half.
I mean, those
That's
unions
the impressive
alone,
part.
Exactly.
Those Atlanta unions alone are worthy of being in the NFL whatsoever. So, like, it's just unfortunate the people in those uniforms
are just trash.
Yeah. But nonetheless, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. He's a baller, man. He's the GOAT.
And I think Jameis Winston is about the same as what he was couple years ago.
No, I'm really scared about Green Bay right now because what the Panthers did to New Orleans and what New Orleans did to the Panthers, vice versa. I'm just saying, if A is better than B and B just beat C, then C is obviously better than A, right? That's how it goes.
Sounds about
You're
right.
You're doing math on air, and that's not good.
I don't know if I said it properly, but...
I mean, yeah.
You all picking up what I'm putting
together. I get what you're putting down.
I totally fumbled it, but you all put it together.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I'm not here to put out the correct messages. I'm just here to put out the message enough for you to pick it up out there, okay? So you can put it together. That's not... All right? So, now
what
we're talking.
Just happened?
I really messed up a saying. So, yes. Either way, Green Bay, suspicious.
Yeah. I mean, right now they're tied. Tied 7-7 as we speak. So it's the end of the first quarter on that game, but this is a this has to be a big game for Aaron Rodgers and the Packers for themselves.
And they can't just win by a little bit. They can't win by just a touchdown to prove that they're not what they were last week. They have to really take it to them these next three quarters.
Exactly.
For it to be, like last week might have been a fluke. It was a first week. Aaron Rodgers had a little bit of rust on because of the offseason shenanigans that were going on. They're back.
Protect your kneecaps, you know. That's what you got to do against the Lions.
They really do.
They're gonna come after your kneecaps.
Well, Sue's not on the team anymore, so you don't have to worry too much about that.
But they have, what's his name? They're Dan the Man.
Campbell.
Campbell.
That was their head coach.
He's the guy that says he wants to bite their kneecaps.
Yeah.
Well, so he's the one that's kneecapped.
A little weird. But
Tom Brady has thrown more touchdowns in his 40s than he did in his 20s.
Well, God damn, really?
Wait, what?
Brady has thrown for 134 touchdowns in his 40s. 147 touchdowns in his 40s versus 134 in his 20s.
Dang.
Wow.
Cool.
It just keeps getting better and better.
Tom Brady is fine wine. He's the definition of that.
The guy also speaks Portuguese.
Does he really?
What? Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, no. So he did it when he started meeting her. Like, he just now. Yeah. He just picked it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
Portuguese. Awesome. I'm sorry. Portuguese. I apologize to the our Portuguese fans out there.
Tom Brady is in the top five of all quarterbacks in yards right now.
Yep.
He's thrown for 9 touchdowns so far this season, which is more than anyone else in the league.
I feel like when he retires, he should just be automatically carded in the cannon. Like, he shouldn't need to wait 4 years.
Yeah, that stupid.
Just you're automatically you're in. Here's your gold jacket. Here's your statue. Let's not, you know, fluff it up anymore.
Yeah, because usually people are going to be inducted around their 40s, 45. This guy's going to be inducted at 50 or 55.
I mean, he said he could play till 50.
Yeah,
it's scary.
And the thing
is, yeah, you can't even doubt him anymore at this point.
No,
he's removed all doubt. It's a scary place to be
until proven otherwise. He's a Super Bowl contender every year, and there's no question about it.
Yeah, it's pretty startling. What else is pretty startling is Jimmy G's struggles, man.
Is that startling? I feel like that we kind of accepted that.
No,
that's not startling.
We kind of already knew that.
Yeah.
But
fair enough.
His stats were decent. I mean, he went, well, let's see.
Yeah, but watching the game, he missed key third down after
for sure.
But here's the thing. I saw people on Twitter yesterday clamoring to have Lance out there. I don't want to see Lance start this year.
No, not
I
at
want
all.
Him to sit for a year.
Jimmy G's He's a game manager, just like Alex
get the
Smith
Patrick
was.
Mahomes treatment.
Yeah.
Get the Aaron Rodgers treatment. Learn for a year. Because look at all these quarterbacks. I mean, I put in the rundown here. Zach Wilson the past 2 weeks, this past week in particular, poopy poop, butt soup. I mean, just awful.
That was
and
embarrassing.
The game moves too fast for any of these rookie quarterbacks
they're
right
young.
Now.
They're two games in, and plus he's on the damn Jets, too. Same thing happened to Trevor Lawrence. He's on the Jaguars. They suck, too.
Right. No, but he's at least doing a little bit better than Zach Wilson. His QB performance is a heck of a lot better.
Well, yeah, because he's an overall better QB in general. So.
Yes.
But Jimmy G is, I think he could take us there where we need to be in the Super Bowl, but
he can't win it. He can take you there. He can't win it.
Yeah.
He's
going to
be a sacrificial lamb this year.
Yeah.
For y'all, you know? Yeah.
He can take you to the prom, but you ain't going home.
That's what he's just become. Sorry. Yeah. You're pretty, my man. That's all you get in life.
That's
you can't be a good quarterback,
you get, man.
Too.
That's all you get.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he went 22 for 30, 189 yards, and one touchdown. But still, his QBR was...
And that's all right? You were saying that's all... That's pathetic.
No. It could have been worse.
Yeah. Yeah, anything can be worse.
He won the game.
Yeah, right? I mean, you could have thrown 4 interceptions.
Yeah,
so that could have been yes.
Exactly, because he's usually due for one fumble, one pick every game, and he's got that
looking,
going.
But
for
looking
him.
Fantastic at all times.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah.
Oh man,
wow.
I do want to I did want to mention a couple things real quick. Does anyone have worse luck than Tyrod Taylor?
Dude, what is up with that guy,
man? I mean, he was 10 for 11 for 125 yards before getting injured yesterday. He's not. He's already listed as out for next week.
I think it was even worse last year when a doctor punched his lung. Yeah, that was like the ultimate one. That's the epitome. He was on a good team. He was on the Chargers, man.
Yeah.
He had a good defense, a good running game, good great receivers.
Yeah, and they would have looked good with Tyrod, too.
Oh, 100%. But having a doctor do that to you, it's like, come on, man. Really?
Yeah, so also, Derek Carr is good? Are we all ready to admit that? Or
I mean,
is that a super overreaction?
As a member of the Derek community, I'm not quite willing to put him in the echelon of great Derek's yet. I don't think he's there.
Okay.
He's not. He's a good Derek. He's worthy of being looked at, but like his face is also, I just don't like his face either. He has a smushed up little face.
He's got the Toy Story evil kid.
Yes.
Oh, exactly. Wow.
Sid. That's right. Yeah. He's got that look, and I'm like, he's on the Raiders, so it makes sense, and it makes it even worse.
Now, I will say, side note, we give Sid a really bad rep. The dude was just exploring with toys.
And
he didn't know that
he
didn't know they were alive. Like no one, they played dead all the time when they're around. He just thought they were toys and you could do whatever you want with them. He's just experimenting. He was a wild kid, had some imagination, but we give him a bad rap.
Yeah.
I don't think we should shun that. I don't think we should.
I agree because he's a kid.
Yeah, he's a kid.
And he's a boy too.
Yeah.
So he's like
also a potential serial killer when he grows up.
Boy ends up being a trash guy.
He blew up a toy soldier.
I was blowing stuff up when I was a kid. I'm sure you.
I was putting magnifying glass to ants and roly polies. Those things pop. Even black widows watching their little.
I never did that.
Now I'm more concerned about you, dude.
That's a bit of much.
Yeah, I wasn't torturing
like,
things.
I definitely
what was it? I
lit
mean,
things on fire. I definitely like stuff a firecracker in a Hot Wheels car.
Yeah,
so you guys
and
didn't
occasionally
use
a G.I. Joe would get burned, but I wasn't murdering animals. You psychopath!
Well, I wasn't murdering animals. I was murdering bugs.
They're bugs.
Animals. It's a difference.
Oh wow!
There's a difference.
Bugs have feelings too, bro.
Do they though? Can you hear them? No.
So is it? I mean, there's not much difference from a dog to like an animal to a bug. There's very little difference.
Well,
we're not that much different. They all have a certain life, you know.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Lungs. They breathe.
Like the only thing that's worthy of being smashed on sight is a cockroach.
Agreed.
True. 100%.
Like, not even a spider.
Down with spiders.
Spiders have a purpose.
They have a purpose. Cockroaches zero.
Have zero purpose.
Freak me out because they're giant and come out of nowhere. Like, oh my
and they
god,
fly.
Agreed.
Yeah. No, those are the only ones that are worthy of being smashed on sight.
Okay, I'm the jerk. Okay, I get it.
That's correct. I am the serial
killer. You're the murderer.
I am the serial killer. I get it.
Real quick, Derek Carr has more passing yards than anyone in the NFL right now with 817. The next closest to him is Kyler Murray with 689. So he has more than 100 yards beyond the second.
Isn't this kind of weird?
So
for
I'd say he's
John
pretty good.
Green team like to have the, what happened to running, my man? Like doesn't
well, Josh Jacobs went out.
Yeah, he was sick or something.
There you go.
But
I'll pay attention, y'all.
And they've gotten two banged up secondaries.
And I guess they're winning. I mean, they played against the Ravens and the Steelers, and they took them both down.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
That
and
is
they
went impressive.
They went to the East Coast
to Pittsburgh and
won in the morning game.
Yeah. T.J. Watt did go out in the second quarter too, so that was a huge factor of that win
for
the Raiders as well. So
that's true.
We're still going to give them credit for the win, but they did. To not play against, you know, a top three defensive end player for three quarters of the game.
Yeah, it definitely makes a difference.
I mean, they're still 2-0, which is very impressive by any standard.
But again, what they were good at is something that they were lacking in defending. The Steelers were.
Yeah.
Having T.J. Watt would have not given Derek Carr so much time to throw the ball.
True.
Speaking of impressive, Carson Wentz injured both his ankles somehow.
On the same play.
Both his ankles.
How is that even possible?
Did he see the play? It was a pretty gnarly
I did not see the play.
Yeah, he got rolled.
He got bent back pretty good.
Yeah, it was nasty.
He just needs to retire, dude. That guy's fragile. So we had Carson Wentz and Andy Dalton go out as well. I didn't really pay attention to Andy Dalton because I don't like that guy. I don't like Carson Wentz either, but...
Sounds like you got a problem with redheads.
Yeah.
You hear that?
Really going after them right now.
Yeah. What's up with that? Yeah.
Brad, you're cool in my book, bro.
I mean, he might be the worst of the bunch. I'm not going to lie at this point.
I like you, Brad. Yeah,
you're better. You see what I do to bugs?
Can you get me the thirsty 30 seconds of fantasy here.
Oh, I can get you the 30 seconds.
Derrick Henry finally went off. I needed that big time.
Are you guys ready for the therapy?
If you're at home or wherever you're listening, if you want to get some angst off of your chest, you had a tough week in fantasy, you had a good week in fantasy, and you want to brag about it.
Good or bad, right?
You have 30 seconds to do it with us, starting right now. But I gotta know what
was your fantasy. No one cares!
That feels good.
That's great.
Dude, that really does feel good.
Like, honestly. Our Monday therapies.
Yeah.
I like that. Thank you.
I hope you enjoy listening to that.
Yeah. At least as much as we enjoy.
Yeah, I hope you are. I hope you're there with us because it really does help.
I mean, because everyone plays fantasy football these days.
Either good or bad, it's nice to get it off your chest. Yeah. Celebrate a little bit because, again, no one cares about your fantasy team.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have a few minutes before the break, and a lot happened in soccer. I'm sorry to not give you a ton of room to roam here, Derek, but we could always come back to it at the end of the show, which we probably won't because we'll probably stuff a bunch of other stuff into the end of the show. But we're going to try to make it happen. Ladies and gentlemen, foot and mouth.
And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as...
39 was last year, and he could barely, throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's foot and mouth.
My goodness.
Whew.
Premier League off to a fantastic start, y'all.
A great start.
My boy Rudy over there, loving life with a Chelsea supporter. The Blues
Let's
are
go,
rolling,
baby.
Too.
Let's
London
go.
Derby comes in. Chelsea versus Tottenham. That was a great one, too.
On the road.
Talk to him.
But I'm going to start over with the Manchester, their earlier game on Sunday, where once again, Ronaldo does what he does best. Three games, four goals, another one in there for him. The guy is loving life back in Manchester. You can truly see how comfortable he is with his team right now.
He's back home.
He definitely feels it.
Yeah.
The fans are loving it. There is a energy in Manchester amongst this team that just makes I have to watch them now.
Yeah.
I have to watch
them. They're a great team to watch. Man.
I used to try to shy away from them because they're like, you're big dogs. Hate you because you're the big dogs.
Me and you both.
Exactly.
Yeah, being a Chelsea fan, you being an Everton fan.
No love there. Yeah. But now it's like, I got to watch them.
Yeah.
It's just fun football.
It is.
It's fun football from the guys over in Manchester. They're playing great. Now I'm going to give you love to the Blues, too. The Blues, they're the team to beat this year. Chelsea is the team to beat this year. They are a complete top to bottom. That defense is so sound. I can't believe that Thiago Silva, who I was willing to write off when he left PSG, thinking the guy was old.
I think everyone did.
Had no pace in him whatsoever. Yeah. He's honestly a hazard to your back line, I would think, because he doesn't have the pace to keep up with it. Now, granted, the Premier League doesn't quite have the speed. It's more of a brute force where it's more what he's entitled to. He'll get more physical with it in there.
He's a scrappy defender.
He's still scrappy. He's still strong. He still knows positioning.
100%.
And he is loving life on that back line of Chelsea.
And he had a goal.
He scored a goal.
He's
great in the air. He brings a lot to
Beautiful
the table.
Header. Yeah.
I loved him when he was at PSG. Thought he was a hazard for them when he was leaving. I was like, okay, you're kind of getting old. But he has found a new place over in Stamford Bridge. He and Rudiger, fantastic team to have in there. And they're bringing in a fantastic form of Marcus Alonso in this wingback formation that he is. He had looked fantastic against Tottenham the entire game. Was pretty much their most impressive player out there, creating 100%. Things happen for Chelsea on the wing, bringing it into the box. Beautiful type of football. But the big thing is getting Lukaku. Once again, that man.
That guy's on a mission this year, baby. He is on a mission.
They're bringing. The title's going to go through Chelsea, I feel. They're the ones that everybody's going to be clamoring for. Chel, don't get me wrong. Liverpool, you are there too.
Yeah, they're
Liverpool, they're there. They're fighting strong. You're getting goals. Mane has joined the Century League Club, the Century Goal Club, mm-hmm. for joining Salah. This who joined last week. He did this week. Yeah. 100 goals for Liverpool. Big time for them. It's a three-horse race. Man City's in it too, but like they don't look that good.
No,
they might be in it. They're gonna drop points. They already did drop points. They tied with. Who are they playing?
They're playing Chelsea this week.
They're playing Chelsea this weekend, but this past weekend though they dropped points.
They play
with Southampton.
Southampton
drawing with them at home too. You cannot do that. That's right.
After Pep was pleading for the fans to fill up the stadium,
and they're trying to say that there was a reason why the half the stadium was empty for the Champions League game last week. Because there's a ticketing situation, which I call complete hogwash.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't happen BS right there.
If I have a ticket right there, I'm in that seat right now, no matter what. Yeah. There's no ticket malfunctioning thing that's going to keep me from being in my seat if I have a ticket.
A paid ticket.
Yeah. I'm in there.
And yeah.
There's nothing stopping me.
That is BS written all over it, dude.
I am tearing through the walls right now.
Jumping the fence. I'm
100%.
Know, anything.
That seat is mine, rightfully so.
Yeah.
I paid for it. So that's they're just lack the fans in Manchester. Now, granted, this team is lacking; it's a little sluggish. But the Premier League, it's ripe.
It's looking good.
Going through Chelsea, I do have to give a shout out. Got to give a little to you, Barca fans, right now because start putting your head in the sand.
It's
not good.
Barely, no.
Y'all. You got thrashed by Bayern in the Champions League last week. Y'all tied barely with Granada today.
Barely.
Sitting seventh in the league right
now.
That's a
hard one to take right there. Like, Granada's not a bad team, but they're not a good team.
No, but it's Barcelona.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
What was that? Yeah.
That was just nothing.
Okay. Well, Barca, worry a little bit.
Wow. Yeah.
Arsenal take a little bit of joy. Wow. Two wins in a row as well. Yeah. I got to give shouts to the Gunners.
Gunners.
The Gunners. They need it. They need the love. But I really want to know what. I'm sad because I'm usually.
Well, I said that's a hard one to take.
Oh, I just glossed over that. Wow.
Yeah.
So
did I. Was, yep.
How did I let that happen?
Wow. I was just so focused on my. Wow. You just like flashed me, and I just like turned away from.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah, I was just like, wait, we're gonna just let that one just sit. Wow, there. We're not gonna let it sit for a second.
And I heard what you said. I was like, oh god, no.
Well, okay.
I thought Derek heard that, and I was
worried. I'm really out.
I was worried
right
he's
now.
Gonna run with
it. Well, it's just funny because you hadn't talked for like 3 or 4 minutes, and the first thing you decided to interject was, "That's a hard one to take." Like, whoa, dude.
A little bit aggressive, I agree, but you know,
you gotta come in hot, man. Guns blazing.
Right,
that's a foot and mouth update for y'all.
Thank you as always, sir.
Let's bring it back down a little bit.
All right, bring it back down.
All right, should we take a breather?
We're good.
Post-coital nap.
That's right. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. We are people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. We're just riding this beat out. It's taking a minute to breathe, you know? We're having too much fun in here, honestly. Oh, man. Brad, would you mind handing me the reads when you get back in?
You want the paper?
Yeah, the paper would be great. Yeah, thank you.
Yep.
Be helpful.
I
don't have them totally memorized. Once again, thank you for spending some of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. This is Talking About Practice. Dro, Derek, Rudy, and Statman Brad all in the building. Make sure you follow us. We'll follow you back on Instagram. TBP, not a game. TBP, not a game. Big shout out
To our friends over at Jeep Trail Print Shop, a small, local Chico screen printer that loves great design. Small businesses, musicians, educators, and creative customers. Jeep Trail Print Shop specializes in water-based screen printing to bring your vision to life. More information at 530-415-6244 and at JeepTrailPrint.com. That was the break I needed.
After that, yeah. It was kind of nice to kind of just
needed to collect our thoughts. There's a lot of football this weekend. Honestly, if we wanted, we could do the... We haven't even touched college football. There is so much that happened this past weekend. Lucky for you, if you can't handle all that stimuli, this next weekend in the NFL looks pretty garbo. So if you're
going, we might be doing a lot of college football next week, to be honest.
If you're going
to
skip a week of football, this next week might not be a bad one.
Yeah.
Why? What's so bad about it?
Well,
the games are garbage.
Yeah, the games.
There might be one or two.
We have the Niners, Green Bay. That might be the best one. Other than that, I mean,
here's Chiefs.
Tampa, the Rams.
Okay, you just named all the ones worth watching.
Yeah, right there.
Well, that's it. Well, that's
I was going to say.
I mean, every week we don't have bangers every single time, but we still watch.
Panthers at Texans. Yeah. I mean, at least. Jags. Washington at Bills. Saints at Pats. I mean, Falcons at Giants. Bears at Browns.
Well, at the same point in time, you listed the teams that we're only really interested in to begin with. What you start off with. We care about the Packers. We care about the Chiefs. We care about the Ravens.
Okay, fair enough.
You know, the big teams, you know? Like that Ravens Chiefs game, phenomenal.
Oh my gosh, that was a great game.
Great game.
Phenomenal Sunday night game.
I mean, that was such a huge game for Lamar to get, like he said, get that monkey off his back and actually get a win against Mahomes. That was a huge win for him.
And I got to say, John Harbaugh comes off looking so cool. He looks like such the coolest coach ever. Like, I would go into the front lines of battle for that guy.
Yeah.
You know, when he, if you don't know, there's a moment in time where the last drive where the Ravens have it after the fumble, they go three and out essentially against the Chiefs. They're on fourth down, fourth and one. They can either punt the ball and give it back to Mahomes with, 40 seconds to get a field goal to win it, or you can go for it and seal it up. What does he do? He asks Lamar, he's like, hey, Lamar, you want to go for it? He's like, all right, let's go. Lamar said, hell yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah.
What do they do? Lamar keeps it in his hands, gets that first down. That's just such a cool thing.
Yeah.
Coaches putting that, having that relationship with their players and having that trust. Because so many times, we are as fans, you want to see that happen.
Yeah.
You want to see both nuts on the line right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And they don't often do that. You know?
The best part about it, though, if things went another way, would have been at least comically if Lamar was like, no.
you know what, coach? Just play it safe.
Yeah.
Let's go in and
you
want to
go for it? No, I'm good.
I saw that this has happened in the past where...
it was against Seattle.
Against Seattle.
Yep.
In Seattle, I believe, wasn't
it? Yeah, and they got a touchdown out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just cool to see that coach-player relationship. Well, we got a lot to jam-pack into the end of this show, the back end of the show, so let's get to the news, boys and girls.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for
the news.
Now, we go down to the bay over in good old San Francisco today. Sad story coming out of there. I know. It could have been a lot sadder, but it's actually...
could have been worse?
You'll find out.
Okay.
You'll see.
Let's hear it.
We'll judge a lot of you by how your reaction to the story is. So, woman taking her dog for a walk. Good in San Francisco.
Okay.
She has to hop on a train to get home. Now, she has her dog tied around her waist.
Do you know what type of dog this is?
It does not say the breed.
Okay.
It does not say the breed.
I'm assuming it's a small dog.
I'm assuming it's a big dog, because usually the big dogs, I see that's how they keep them from running off, as they, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But.
I got you.
So, lady enters the BART. Goes to get off. Reaches her platform to get off, leaves the train, dog doesn't. Doors closed. Train leaves. Dog leaves. Tethered lady. Two dog leaves unwillingly. Dragged. Killed. Dog fine. She dead, though.
Wow. She dead, though. Oh, my God.
The delivery.
I would just be saying, be mindful. Be mindful of how you have your dog. How you're walking your dog.
Yeah.
When you get into situations when it could be catastrophic.
Yeah, like this one.
Yeah.
So whenever, it could be a 50-50 toss-up.
Whenever I'm listening to the show, like, live, I always try to listen for key phrases that are going to be the podcast title. And I think She Dead, Though.
She Dead, Though. Is it?
The She Dead, Though tour. Yeah, all right. But again, dog fine, unfortunately, yes.
Unfortunately, the dog being fine is unfortunate?
Unfortunately, she's not.
Oh, she is not. Oh.
So again, just be mindful of when you're walking your dog, y'all. Because I've seen many people have their dogs tethered around their waist. And this is a PSA to you guys. Maybe not the best thing.
Oh, man.
Because if you just had it in your hand, you could just let it go.
Let it go.
Because initially, I saw the title of this thing, and I said, woman tied... Okay, I just read it more properly, and it said tied to dog. As opposed to... I thought it said woman dragged to death, as opposed to tied to dog, dragged to death. Either way, I'm dumb. But you still get a great story out of it.
Oh, man. And I just want to clarify, we're not laughing at the women's unfortunate passing.
To her and
we
her
are just
family.
Laughing at Derek's delivery of She Dead, Though.
Okay, one more. One more. Cringe, kind of. Just ready to cringe, guys. Gentlemen in particular. So we're over a 15-year-old boy. Over in London, is bored at home and is trying to find time, ways to pass the time. So what does he do? He wants to measure how big his penis is. You know, we've all been there, right? At one point in time, we all find something, you know.
Yeah.
We want to find out.
Yeah, for sure.
Solid four, y'all. But this guy apparently uses a USB cable to measure his member. Now, it is a universal service, whatever, what does it be in that? Universal service, it's not, whatever. But it's not universal to maybe your penis. Now, apparently, for some reason, I don't know how this kid is measuring it with this way. I don't know exactly. Apparently, he still inserts the USB into the urethra of his penis. And it gets stuck
there. What are you doing, kid?
Why are you sharing this story?
I read it. I saw it. Has to be gone. I know.
Wait, you saw a picture of this?
No, I didn't see it. God, no, I saw the story.
All right.
I would have pulled my eyeballs off.
Hold on. You got to finish it now.
Yeah, I know. Because it's...
That's what she said.
Well done. So it goes into the doctor to get it removed. And again, it's not going as well.
Now, that doctor's face.
They try a certain way of inserting a syringe in to pull it out. That doesn't work.
Oh my God.
It's still in there.
Oh my God.
He's got to go into surgery.
Oh my God.
They got to essentially use lasers to remove tissue inside the urethra.
Scar
free. Said USB.
Why?
Which they do. Like, removed. Now, he has to have a catheter inserted for the next 2 weeks so he can
do
pee
business.
Freely. Yeah, he's still got to pee. Now, they are saying, they tried to save me, but after reading this, saying that as invasive as that does sound, it's actually very easy. It wasn't, it doesn't cause much pain, but still, I'm in full turtle mode right now.
Yeah.
I can tell you that. There is nothing there right now except the ball sack. So, again, maybe just use a ruler next time, my dude.
Yeah.
It tells you right there
measure,
on it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Numbers on it.
Yeah, I don't know why. You're using a USB. Like, this is a 3 meter long USB cable, and if it reaches this far down, it means it's 0.3 meters long. I don't even know what you're doing now over there in London. But
This kid have an age of like
15. 15. Yeah. 15. He's not all that bright.
I know the one question everyone is asking themselves is, what does that B stand for? And it's bus.
Yes.
Universal Serial Bus.
Well, so.
But not to your urethra.
That's insane.
And not iPhones either, because they're just finicky too.
Yeah.
All right, that's the news.
So to that kid and his member.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Nice.
Thank you.
All right. It's that time of the week where we class up the show and stop talking about urethras and bring on the one, the only, our foreign correspondent, Aaron. What is happening, Aaron? Hello.
How's it going, guys?
So much worse now.
Yeah.
I was doing fine literally 3 minutes ago, and then your brother just told a horrific story that we don't need to relive, so I'm just glad you're here to class up the show.
I would feel bad for you, Jero, but you know better, so...
Fair point.
Maybe one day.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
One day.
I doubt that one day is going to happen, but you know.
It's like living in Antarctica and getting mad that it's cold. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you're there, my man. I'm cold.
Yeah.
All right?
Well.
All right, so help us out here. NHL season is just around the corner. We're starting in a couple weeks here. And there's a new collective bargaining agreement that was reached. Is that correct?
Yeah, I shouldn't. I said it to you wrong. So they did reach a new CBA last year.
Okay.
But the big update was that just happened, that part of that CBA gave them the option to go to the Olympics, and they have reached an agreement for them to go to the Olympics. The players love going. It's one of their favorite things to do, and their last CBA didn't allow for that, and they were pretty upset about it. So they can still, the NHL can still opt out just because of, you know, the Rona stuff is still happening, but players are really looking forward to going to the Olympics, which is happening in February. Less than 6 months away at this point.
So they'll just do an international break as they did years prior to the last CBA, correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's the plan. And I think they'll do it because, again, they didn't do it last time. The players were pretty bummed. And, you know, they'll sort it out even if they have missed games because of COVID.
And this is a bit, like, even if it is just the Olympics for a lot of these players, like, it's big for the Russians, the Canadians, and Slovakians over there. Like, it is huge for those Western and Eastern Europeans.
For people who love hockey, it's very important.
Oh, yeah.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, there's certainly, like, United States, it's like, we don't really jump on to that.
Yeah, we don't love hockey.
Yeah.
People who love hockey, this is very important to them. This is like, this is big,
We only love it when, we only love it when we defeat the Russians.
And Canadians.
And Canadians.
I'm okay losing to everybody else, though. If Finns want to take me out, Swedes, go for it. I'm okay.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, but like Russians, Canadians, no, to hell with them.
All right, so.
I am like full-blooded ice age. Like, give me some sticks and some pucks and some, fuck yeah!
Hey, there it is. Let's go.
He's getting ready.
You haven't had hockey in a long time.
Yeah, that one popped right out.
A little rusty there.
Yeah, it was.
All right, so with the NHL season approaching, can you give us just a quick preview on what you're most looking forward to this season?
Starts October 12th with a doubleheader, Tampa Bay, the Stanley Cup winners versus Pittsburgh Penguins. And I think the most exciting is the Seattle Kraken are starting this season. It's going to be really interesting. I think they're 32 teams, so it will shake things up a little bit. The Seattle drafted their players July 22nd or 21st, I believe. And they did something really interesting. They didn't pick up a lot of big name players. In fact, they picked up basically none. What they did instead was they left a lot of money to spend in free agency. So they've picked up some big players, and it'll be really interesting to see if this strategy that GM Ron Francis took. And we'll probably see pretty quickly how Seattle ends up doing. But yeah, I think that'll be fun to watch because we just saw, you know, a couple years ago, Vegas came in and, you know, they really shook things up.
Well, they also went and did what you said, is they picked up all these big-name players, and they were their guys for a year or two, but after that, they had to go find their own. So I think this might be a good method for Seattle is take a year, and then on free agency these next couple of years, get your own guys.
Now, Aaron, quick question.
Exactly.
Do you know that with any ticket you buy to a Seattle Kraken game, do you get a complimentary shot of Kraken when you enter the building?
Ooh.
Because I feel that
I
should
explicitly
be...
told them that's unacceptable.
Okay, wait, you said... Oh, yeah, you're obviously 21 and over, okay? Like, you got to earn it. But, like, every seat should at least come with a complimentary shot of Kraken, I feel. You know? That's too much to ask for? No?
No, I don't know.
No, I think that's a bare minimum.
That's a great idea. Yeah. I just think they missed such a huge opportunity not putting tentacles on the sleeves. And they need to have smaller jerseys.
There's still a chance. It's only the first season.
I'll
still
design them right now. Is all I'm saying. All right, now let's get to the good stuff. You told me via text before the show you had a good story about Derek, so let's have it.
Oh.
Now, in fairness, it's not really a story, more like a fun fact about Derek.
Oh, great.
Okay. That I was reminded of when my parents came to visit me last weekend. For those of you that don't know, Derek is the youngest. He was the fourth and last born. Derek was actually an accident baby.
Same here.
My parents had three perfect daughters. They didn't want any more kids. Derek ruined it for all of us. My parents were not planning on him. He was absolutely 100% an accident.
I'm pretty sure it was
and
like
my mother.
Yeah, they didn't think she could get pregnant anymore. Could she? Like, wasn't that the whole thing? Like, my mom thought like she was couldn't even get pregnant or something.
She had a really hard time getting pregnant with both times. And so they just kind of were like, I guess we're, you know, they were like, we're done and we are not going to really try. And
they tried. They still kept trying, obviously. They didn't stop that act. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like your dad was the one pushing for this.
Yeah, we should just keep trying.
You never know, right? You never know until you do try.
All right. You were a happy accident.
Yeah, hey, man. They got it.
Happy accident.
And I'm glad you're here.
And I mean, I'm pretty sure that every single time that everyone was thought to be a boy. When my twin sisters were born first, they thought one of them was going to be a boy. And Aaron, weren't you supposed to be a boy initially, too?
I don't think so. I've never heard that.
Maybe
story.
Not. Okay. Maybe I'm just trying to drum up some more drama. No need for that. Yes, the accident.
All right, Aaron. We look forward to talking to you. We're excited for hockey season to bring back the
Buck yeah.
And as always, we will talk with you next week.
Talk to you later, guys.
Later. All right. Thank you to our foreign correspondent for joining us as always. We still, we got to get to Rudy's picks because Rudy's been on fire, and we got to also get our parlay play in before the end of the show. So we are running out of time, but we do have enough time.
Rudy, 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 Rudy. Rudy,
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 Rudy.
There we go.
Oh,
tell you, it's just occurred to me what this douchebag has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy. Dan Rudy.
All right, guys, if it's not broke, it.
Everyone's got them today, man. Everyone's
got
them.
Get it all out of your throats, boys.
All right, everyone, right now, 1, 2, 3, get it out.
All right, my bad. If it's not broken, don't fix it. We're rolling with the Giants all week. We got the Padres, and then we got the...
Colorado Rockies.
Colorado Rockies, thank you. And then we're going to roll with the Dodgers as well against the Rockies and over Arizona as well. We're going to bet every single game this week. Plus, we're going to take the Niners at -4, Sunday Night Football at home opener, and we got Chelsea at home against Man City at +165.
Wow. All right. And you're going for a money line on Chelsea?
Money line on the Chelsea to win outright.
Win outright. Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
Let's get this money, guys. There's only 2 weeks left of baseball. Let's take advantage of it, of the regular season baseball.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Again, both nuts, y'all.
Both nuts. Drop every dollar that you have because it's been good so far. Let's make it even better. Let's go.
And if you have a problem... you're my type of dude. seriously, though, gamble responsibly. I'll never say that again. I'm not going to say that very often, guys, just to let you know, because if you can't get it, that's on you.
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
What do you have?
I'm ready for our parlay.
No.
Oh. We have parlay music?
Well, for this one, yeah. Let's go, boys. Let's go, boys.
Right, who's selecting first? Well, Rudy, did you want to roll with the Niners?
No, I think that was Brad's pick, yeah.
No, I'm actually switching it. I'm going to go Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Tampa Bay over the Rams.
Okay.
Minus Tampa one Bay. And a half?
Yeah, minus one and a half.
All right, I'm going to go with the Niners at minus four.
Now, if I pick the Panthers game, is that going to push it because they're the Thursday night?
No, it doesn't matter. That means I would have to place a bet on Thursday,
which
is fine.
Okay. Which we kind of force it in a little bit there. And
that's totally chill.
Let me see. I'm trying to find that line on it right now. Where can I not see this?
So you took Tampa Bay?
I'm taking Tampa Bay over the Rams.
They are...
I was looking at the wrong week. There we go. They are minus 7.5 over the
Rams. I'm really hoping it moves back to even.
On the road, too.
On the road, too. Oof, okay, maybe not.
But so, Tyrod Taylor's out.
That's right, Tyrod Taylor. Yeah. Who's there? Okay, you know what? Let's roll with it.
Let's go. Yeah, dude. If you feel it, let's go, baby. Let's go.
They have a solid defense.
Yeah, dude. And they got CMC, dude. Let's go.
Yeah. All right, Panthers, that's my pick.
I wanted to take another dog of the week, but if I take a dog, it automatically ruins our parlay because I like the Rams. Minus 1.5. I don't ever like going against Tom Brady. So instead, I'm going to root for both teams. And I'm going to take the over set at 54 points.
Okay.
Let's go.
I
expect high-scoring game, even with the Rams' defense. I expect that
it's
to be a high-scoring game. And who wants to root for D and no one scoring?
Yeah. Let's root for that's boring.
Yeah.
Overs are always way. You got to go every single time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a high over, but I think that's very
doable. It's
doable. But if you go and you bet the under, you're lame. You don't like sports.
No one wants to bet the
under. Never bet. Yeah.
Three and outs every time.
Even if you think
out.
It's the under, don't bet that. Yeah. Just don't bet that game. Yeah. That's what it is.
Simple.
That's correct. Let's do the TBP Hall of Fame. I know we're running through these kind of fast, but that's what happens when you're so excited about a big weekend in football.
Huge weekend in football.
Again, I don't think we'll be able to say next week.
No.
It's going to be like...
All right, here we go.
All right.
A place reserved for unquestionable greatness. A title worthy for only the very elite. A prize many will vie for, but only one will win. Each week, this is the TBP Hall of Fame.
All right. After a highly contested week in voting, weekend getaways, my suggestion reigns victorious just by a single vote. Very loaded, stacked nominees.
Stacked one nominees.
It was like, so we had the NFL Red Zone, the charcuterie board, day drinking, and weekend getaways.
And it was a close battle to the end. Yep. Only one vote separated. We can get away from the victory.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that was tight. So, yeah, very tight. Yeah.
Very tight.
Highly contested.
That's
all
what
right.
He said.
Brad, we're going to start with you this week.
All right. So, I went hunting this weekend. It's been a long year. When you're up in the hills, you get a little time to think about yourself and what's been going on this past year. And again, hard year. The one thing that helped me out this year, damn good friends. Damn good friends, you are being nominated for... the TBP Hall of Fame.
That took a weird turn.
Really, it's like I get to contemplate where I've been this past year in hunting season. Okay. There's no service, no nothing, and just reflecting on the year, and that's what I got out of it. Right. Okay. So to my friends, thank you. You're being nominated.
Damn good friends. Okay.
All right. Cool. Ready?
Mine's going to go out to the family pet. Could be the family dog, the family cat.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
That
really
one.
Really pulling at some
heartstrings.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Now, mine is going to be slightly pandering, but I don't know if actually will be pandering because I am putting my vote to my listeners right now. You listeners, you are Instagram followers. After the show, I'm going to put a post out there. I want you to put your best nomination forth of what you think should be in the TBP Hall of Fame. Oh. And I will pick one of those, and that will be my nomination. For the TBP Hall of Fame.
Dude. Wow.
And I want to hear from you guys a little bit and see what you think deserves to be in our Hall of Fame. So we're getting a little interactive, y'all. So if you got something, get ready for it. Go on to our follow us on TBP Not a Game. And get your...
How long do they have until they can...
It'll be...
Sooner than better.
24 hours, yeah.
24 hours.
Yeah.
Submit.
We'll
okay.
post it shortly after the show.
Post it right after the show's done, and then you will have up until the 24-hour time frame that's on our story to respond, and then we will put the vote out after that.
All right. I love it.
Damn, that's a good one.
All right. Mine's going to be easy. Football Sundays.
Oh, wow.
We had a great football Sunday, even though you had to go to work. We started off just strong football, then football, and good food and just, you know, good drinks. Good overall time.
Got the dual TV set up.
That was a strong setup.
A lot of good Fs on that Sunday. Food, football.
Yeah.
And fun.
And fun.
Yeah.
There we like go. Fun.
Yeah. Who doesn't love a little fun?
Fun.
The fun, please don't.
And fun. Oh, man. Do you have a grinds my gears before we get out of here? Or you want
to? I had one, man. I didn't write it down. It's gonna.
I just
me.
Had yeah, one too.
It's come back to me a little bit.
Yeah,
I know.
It's the worst.
You know what? Actually, I got one.
Too.
All right, I'm gonna go first.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When you put it on the rundown, but you don't actually have a grinds my gears, or you forget it. There you go.
Rudy,
you ready?
Yeah.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When you're at the gym and either a girl or a guy brings their whole luggage with them. What do you have in that damn bag, dude?
That's a good point.
All you need is a water bottle and your headphones. Yeah. That's all you need.
100%. Maybe a towel. Actually, no, not maybe. Definitely a towel.
Yeah, you should have a towel.
Well, a towel, too, But I mean, you don't need a whole duffel bag with you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's a locker for a reason.
That's annoying.
I mean,
also the people with the studio headphones on in the gym. What are you doing?
Oh, those massive ones.
It's a bit aggressive. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like it gets in the way.
Yeah,
you feel like
and
you're getting more weight.
Get all too hot and stuff.
I don't get it.
No, I don't get it. Neither do I.
Well,
you just make a statement. Stop trying to show off. You're at the gym anyway.
Yeah,
you know, just be yourself.
Also, you know what bothers me about the gym is when people park right there, like right at the front. It's like you're literally at the gym for a reason.
You might as well
get a little bit more of a workout on the way in, the way out.
So it should be you park further away. Until everything's packed or in the back.
It's called working smarter, not harder, Brad.
I usually park in the back so I can get my song in before and after.
Good pump out.
Hype music. There you go.
It's like your little walk-up music.
It's only like a 30-second walk. Not that far, but those 30 seconds.
That means something. Yeah. That means something. Get you in the door. Fling open.
Ready to roll. Let's go.
Yep.
Well, it's been real.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Next up, the show.
Here it is!
We didn't even talk baseball.
What?
She did, though.
Wow.
Here it is!
From deep inside your audio device of choice.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there was a time when those on the